And here's Vishwanatha. I was thinking it was getting a bit North Indian there.
A different personality vibe.
Oh, okay, different asset. But it's still the one unchanging person.
Yes.
Okay. So, continuing with Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur elaborates. So, page 27, chapter 4, the four categories of universal annihilation. Do we need to restart this, or?
No, orange.
Okay.
The Zoom Meister isn't here, so we don't know.
Oh, the Zoom Meister. Okay, yes. Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur elaborates. The state of being one with Brahman in Adyantika Pralaya by those desiring impersonal liberation is now described. Mm-hmm. The oneness with Brahman that they desire will be produced when there is realization of the insuitability, insubstantiality of the world of duality, which is an effect of Brahman. Right? So it's an effect of Brahman, so it's still the same. Thinking boldly in this way, they say this world is illusory. That is explained in 9 verses, 23 to 31. That Brahman appears in the form of intelligence, senses, and objects, since they are transformations of the Shakti of Brahman. What is this Brahman? It is the shelter of intelligence, senses, and objects of this world, since it is their cause. What is produced in this world as intelligence has a birth and a destruction. Though this is perceived as real, from the spiritual point of view, it is not real, since the world does not last forever. That's the real and not real. It exists, but you don't count it as real. Two other reasons are given for the unreality of the world. It is visible, and it is non-different from its cause. Because of these two reasons, the world is considered unreal. It's non-different from its cause, so it doesn't have a separate existence. Right? So, saying that it has a reality on its own, it doesn't. It comes from. Like saying the clay pot has a reality on its own, separate from the position of clay. No, it's based on clay. That's its existence. Right? Maybe a transformation, but it doesn't actually have a separate existence. It's still clay. Right? Does that make sense? And so the Brahman, which is invisible, then you get this visible, then the point is that, you see, that transformation also is going to be temporary, because it's going to go back and not be visible. Right? Now it's visible, and then give it some time, it won't be visible. The methodology is as follows. Because the world is visible, and because it has a beginning and end, and because it is not different from its cause, it is like a gold earring compared to gold, its source. From the spiritual point of view, the world is insubstantial, right? It exists, but there's no substance to it. Because it's only substance that's based on Brahman, so therefore, since you have Brahman, what do you need this for? Right? Because there's nothing here in the external energy for the soul as Brahman, or for the Lord as Brahman. So it's not substantial. It's just like this. Okay, let us say you're hungry.
Yes.
Okay, and I give you a comes to mind is those, you know, those big wrenches that the plumbers use to, you know, screw pipes and stuff like that. You know, that somehow that's what popped up. So I put this on a nice plate and put it in front of you. Does the wrench exist?
Yes.
But as food, is it real?
No.
That's the whole point. So it's as food, it's insubstantial. So as spirit, it's insubstantial.
Yes.
Because there's nothing you can gain from it. It has its nature. That's between Krishna and it.
Yes.
But it has nothing to do with us. Since the context of discussion is in relationship with our connection with the Lord. So all it is we can express our devotion to the Lord through the external energy like we can through the internal potency. Okay.
Exactly.
Okay. Even if one maintains that the material world is illusory, following the latter descriptions of things related to Brahman being similarly chit and non-different from Paramatma, in verse 29, there should be visible spiritual variety. Otherwise, the reasoning will be. Well, that's on this side. Okay, so the means, even though we're taking it as illusory, but the point is it's visible because it's coming from Brahman. Right? So it's aspect of the spiritual variety. But it has its own nature. But because of the temporariness, it doesn't actually have any substance for us.
Yes. It depends on the perspective, right?
Yeah. It's just a matter. It's all Krishna. It's just a matter. It's just like there's so many things in this world, but you only take as substance that which is relatable to yourself.
Yes.
You know?
So in order to understand that, we need to take the Vedic Acharya perspective.
Yes. Yes, that's right. So that's the difficulty, is that when people have their own perspective, then they, you know, may start with this Vedic principle, and then by mental speculation they'll come up with all kinds of strange concepts. So that's why these have to be rejected, because the point that they come up is, one, due to their conditioning. So conditioning being imperfect, they're going to come up with imperfect things. And their motives for why they're dealing with is also imperfect. So in that way, the whole thing becomes useless. So only the Vaishnav perspective actually has a value for the soul. Shruti says, tasam madhye sakshat brahma gopala puri. Among all these abodes, the residence of Gopala is directly the absolute truth. Gopal Tapan Upanishad. Man niketam tu nirgunam. My abode is beyond the gunas. Srimad Bhagavatam 11:25-25. Nirguno mat apashraya. A worker who has taken shelter of me is understood to be transcendental to the modes of nature. Right? So even though he's a worker, he's engaging karma, but because he's taken shelter of Krishna, his karma is actually transcendental. Right? Karma meaning work here. So that's why he says a worker.
Yes. Right? Mm-hmm. I'm just trying to figure out about Brahman. You say that this material world is like asat.
Yeah, because it's temporary.
That it is Brahman also. But can you say that it is inferior Brahman? And
it's Brahman, so it's there, but in quality, when we're talking about relations, means what's the whole point of the interaction? Right? Is rasa.
Yeah. Yes.
So therefore, then what rasa you'll get from something that there's no commonality between the soul and it.
Yes.
So it's just this, in that way, it's all part of Krishna's energy. Because if you're going to have internal, you're going to have external. You're going to have external. And if you're going to have external and internal, you have to have the marginal that's in between.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just natural. That's just how it works.
Yes.
Sukadeva Goswami continued, a lamp, the eye that views by the light of that lamp, and the visible form that is viewed are all basically non-different from the element fire. In the same way, intelligence, the senses, and sense perceptions have no existence separate from the supreme reality, although that absolute truth remains totally distinct from them. Right?
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, as fire is there, all these others are happening because of fire, but at the same time, it's non-different. It's different from them.
Mm-hmm.
Footnote 4. Vritti. By me and my unmanifested form, this entire universe is pervaded. All beings are in me, but I am not in them. And yet everything that is created does not rest in me. Behold my mystic opulence. Right? It's all coming from him. It's all non-different from him. It's all resting on him. But at the same time, it's not resting on him. It's not him. And it's separate from him. So he says, behold my mystic opulence. That's why it's inconceivable. So when it comes to spiritual things, they're inconceivable. You have to hear from authority. Right? Because logic is not going to make it function. Does that make sense?
We need to accept.
That's the point. We have to accept. That's where Bhaktivinoda Thakura explains that for manana, the first point of manana is acceptance.
Yes.
Of the knowledge you've heard.
Yes.
Right? You hear, you try to remove the doubts, but to practice it, you have to accept it.
Yes.
Right? And so that's why when the mental speculators, they won't practice it because they don't accept it.
Yes.
Right? Because they don't accept work or application. Or for the fruitive worker, he won't accept it because it's not giving a fruitive result.
Mm-hmm.
So only the devotee can understand understand and practice devotional service.
Mm-hmm.
Because they accept. That's why it says, the one who surrendered.
Mm-hmm.
One who has taken shelter of me. Mm-hmm. Right? These terms. It means that you've accepted it, therefore now you can apply it.
Yes.
That's the sevaya.
Yes.
So, yes.
Mark, does it mean if we hear but don't accept, then we can't progress, basically?
It'll be slow.
Mm-hmm.
That we're hearing, it's always going to be beneficial.
Yes.
Coming in contact with Krishna consciousness is always beneficial. That's there. But the point is that when we accept it, then it becomes dynamic. Right, because then you can apply, you can advance. But otherwise, you're coming in contact. You'll always get a benefit from that, but the progression will be very slow because you're not actually applying it. Does that make sense? Or even if you're applying it and don't accept it, you know, but you're doing devotional service as being instructed, you're still going to get benefit, but it won't be as much as if you did accept it. So in any case, just hearing about it, being engaged in, seeing all these things, you're always going to get benefit. That's the glory of you know, devotional service. You're always going to get benefit.
Because it seems that certain aspects easier to accept.
Mm-hmm.
It's individual, but
yes,
like
yes.
That. But then some, we keep it like for years, and we hear,
yeah.
You know, Nityam Bhagavatam Sevaya, but it just doesn't happen.
But it's like, if you start in one place, it'll come around to the other.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's just like, let's say you're going to clean the kitchen.
Yeah.
Okay, but you hate washing pots. Right? But you don't mind, let's say, cleaning floors, scrubbing counters, and this and that. So, where do you start? With the counters and all that. And then you'll have cleaned the whole kitchen except the pots. Now that the whole kitchen is clean except the pots, now it's easier to accept the pots. Right? You know what I'm saying? But let's say someone, he likes the pots, who doesn't like the others. But then having cleaned the pots, now where are you going to put the pots? So he cleans the counter so he can put the pots on the counter. So that's the point, is what you value, see it and connect into Krishna. So whatever area you can relate to Krishna in, focus on that area. Don't neglect the other areas, but focus on that area. You know, it's just like if you like kirtan, then attend as much kirtan as you can. You like reading, read as much as you can. You like associating with devotees, do that as much as you can. So those areas that you're weak in, you know, be aware of that, but focus on those areas that you're more enthusiastically take part in. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Like that. And at the same time, perform your prescribed duties and all that. That situates you in goodness, because if you avoid those, then the mode of passion and ignorance comes up, so it'll be even hard to maintain those areas of devotional service you appreciate. So that's why Krishna always mentions that point. Do your duty, right? He always mentions that. So that'll situate yourself in goodness. Then with knowledge, so that will then, that combination, the knowledge will be able to come up. Knowledge will prosper in an environment of prescribed duties, because it's goodness, right?
Yes. Yeah.
Like that. Without attachment, so that gives up the fruitive, right? You know, for Krishna, right? Remembering Krishna. You know, so all these things, it establishes you all in all the aspects of yoga. But you start with that as principle of goodness and then build on that in pure goodness, wherever it works for you. So the karma aspect is stronger, that's emphasized, the jnana aspect, whichever or whatever combination or whichever area. So one area, maybe the karma is more prominent, but another area, the jnana will be more prominent. You know? In another area, the bhakti will be prominent. So,
yeah.
Om Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Jai Srila Prabhupada ki,
Jai
Samaveta Bhaktivinda ki,
Jai
Nitai Gaura Premanandi.